And it is the Coach Home, and it's John Gibbons hosting this week. And where else could we start than Brighton? Fifth in the table, Brighton and Hove Albion. So to come on and talk to us about that is Alan Wares from the Albion Board. And Alan, I must admit, Harriet told me you came back this morning in record time with a yes, I will come on and talk, because fifth in the table, it's all looking good.
To be fair, I was up first thing this morning. I was actually trying to catch last night's women's football show, because better than that, the women are actually top of the table. So, it's a good time to be an Albion fan at the moment. The under-23s are second in the table. They've got the first team is fifth in the table. To be fair, when we talk about Premier League and when you're down sort of near the bottom, a lot of managers, and I think fans can understand it, they talk about fine margins and fine gains that you have. And the difference, I think, between last year and this year so far is just the crossing of that line of fine margins. It's not something that's particularly quantifiable. These are games which, I mean, we just set out our store stand by thinking, well, if we can get half the games that we drew, turn them into victories, half the games that we lost, turn them into draws, there's an extra 15 points to be had there, that kind of thing. So it's not actually that quantifiable. It's not that easy to put your finger on as to how it started so well, given that, all right, our victories are beginning against Burnley, Watford and Brentford, teams that you do target for the points, but in days of yore would have had a banana skin and not done so well against them.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I remember talking to you a lot last season, and you were, you know, lamenting poor finishing on, you know, with good performances, and it just feels like at the right times at the moment, you know, players are stepping up. And it was interesting hearing the Brentford manager talking after the game about fine margins and about sorts of certain opportunities where things could have happened. And it was, I guess, a bit like listening to Graham Potter last season.